Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Andrew Hailed.
Together. They've held churches together. They've held communities together. And grandmamas that have had to step in many times and mother and raise up the next generation. And so we are grateful for you. We want to honor our moms this morning. And this is someone's idea to celebrate moms. And anytime that you celebrate something, it also has a tendency to cast a negative light or a shadow on those that maybe haven't had that reality. And so we're just aware of that this morning. So we just want to pray for some of that. But we do want to celebrate. And so as you are exiting today, we've got some flowers that we want to hand out to moms. Make sure that if you're a mama in the house, grab you a flower on the way out. We've got a few of our men's group back there to serve. So let's pray. Jesus, you know the concerns of our family. You know what we're going through. And we just reach out to the father of our family and say, Father, would you bless us? Would you continue to shine your face upon us? Lord, we thank you that you've helped power through some hardships. We thank you that you stay faithful through it all. Lord, we're mindful of those that are hurting today and that there's just been some pain. Mother's Day just kind of highlights some hurt. Lord, we pray that you would just bind up brokenhearted places. Jesus, that you would bring great healing today. Come on, Jesus, just do some great healing. And Lord, we just honor the effort and the sweat of so many moms that just continue to lay their lives down, pick up their cross, deny themselves, and follow after you. We honor them this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite to the stage one of the best moms that I've ever seen do it, and not because y'all aren't awesome moms, I just didn't see you do it as close as I'm seeing Alyssa Meyer do it. So Alyssa, come on down here and join me. And we're going to do a fun little mama interview. We're going to interview Alyssa this morning. Last couple, there was a cheer. I heard that. The last couple Mother's Days, Alyssa has actually taken the full service to speak and to share. And she's like, you make me work on Mother's Day. You know, what's up with that? So we won't do that as much as we will just kind of have a conversation this morning. Something else that's kind of neat is our Christian Ed committee has put together all of our schedules for our teachers and classes. And so on Mother's Day, there's not a single woman that's watching our kids.
Uh-oh.
We have all men downstairs in these classes up here. Who's up here? Dustin Musselman. Yeah, it's getting wild up there. So if it gets a wild, we know why. We've got some different leaders. So we've got Patrick, Shane, Brett, Scott, Dustin. Is that all of our leaders that are down there? So just a thank you to the men to allow our women in the service this morning. So we're going to talk a little bit about, from Alyssa's perspective, kind of what has been helpful for her to kind of live the best life as a mama. And this word live as an acronym, L-I-V-E, we want to kind of break this word down. And I believe that the goal for every mama, I truly believe it, is Proverbs 31:28. In Proverbs 31:28, it says that her children will rise up and call her blessed. And also her husband. They will speak honor over her. And I don't know about you, but women, is there anybody that says, nope, I don't want that, you know, sign me out of that? I believe it's not only the hope and the prayer, but maybe even the ache. Why won't my kids just speak some honor and some life? Man, my kids, maybe they've called me some names, but they don't call me blessed. They've called me some maybe even some other B words, but not the blessed word, right? And we want our children to honor. And so then let's just kind of reverse engineer this. If that's the end goal, we want our children to honor us and for our husband to honor us. Mm-hmm. What is it that's honorable? How do I become that honorable person to live in a light like that? So let's go in here. And Alyssa, as you look at this word, you look great.
Hey, thanks.
as you look at this word, live, and you kind of break it down for us, what are some things that help you live? Talk to us about this L word.
Yes. Well, we've kind of broken it down. The L stands for listen. And I mean, there's been some other parents that have asked us, how do we do it? And I wish that we could just say it's just this one thing, but it really is like a million decisions. A million decisions every day of how are we going to take these little people and turn them into just leaders and life givers. And so it really, it takes a lot of, and we're going to go through this, it takes a lot to really pour into your kids that you can get that end result. So I think that one of the main things is to listen. And not only just to listen to your kids, to listen to their hearts, but first and foremost to the Holy Spirit. Mm. I could not. I'm emotional already. Oh, my word. I've been emotional all morning. My kids have been amazing. I could not do it without the Holy Spirit. I am a mere human being, woman with real emotions that go up and they go down and they go left and right, right?
That's right.
And, you know, kids can tug on those emotions. They can tug on your happy emotions that make you cry and they're so sweet. And then they can tug on your emotions that just make you want to just. So I could not do this without the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I remember one day I was doing the dishes, and I almost always have worship music playing. I like me a little country, you know, but I love to listen to worship music and just fill our home with the presence of the Lord. And so I'm doing the dishes, and I remember it was just one of them days where it was like, oh, my gosh. And I'm just feeling the presence of the Lord wash over me, and I feel his peace rain down on me, and because I can get a little stressed, and so I just feel that presence, and I'm like, I start singing and crying, Lord, I need you, oh, I need you, every hour, I need you, and sometimes us moms feel that, we are that, what's the word I'm looking for, desperate. And so when I'm listening, when I'm in tune to the Holy Spirit, sometimes he might say, hey, Judah's heart right now is a little hurt. So instead of getting on him because he's got a little attitude, there's really a hurt heart right here. Something happened today that you don't know about. So why don't you approach him tenderly and like that? So sure enough, I go over to him and approach him. Judah, you okay, bud? You seem a little, you know, like something's wrong. And sure enough, you know, he's fighting back the tears. I just had a bad day, Mom. And I was like, oh, there it is. And then my heart melts. I'm not mad anymore. And so I listen to the Holy Spirit. He is the one that guides us and lets us know when to be soft, when to be tender, when to come a little bit harder and call your kids up. But we have to do it in his strength because it is a hard job. That really does, it can be a task sometimes. And then I think it's important just to listen to your kids' hearts. They're pretty in tune as well, more than I know. They're very aware. The stuff that comes out of my kids' mouth, it can be profound sometimes, and they don't even know it. Mm-hmm. They teach me a lot. And so I think you and I try to be pretty intentional with pulling anywhere we can to grow, to learn, to be better parents, to be better, you know, have our marriage get better. And I've got to say, our kids have contributed greatly to us. Yeah. If we listen with that heart to receive for our kids, from our kids, I think it's powerful.
Yeah. I think that this principle is just a biblical principle that comes out of James chapter 1 and verse 19. It says, be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to become angry. And many times I'm the exact opposite. Yeah. I'm first to speak, I'm going to be last to listen, and I'm going to be very quick on the anger. And it's the exact opposite prescription from Scripture on how we ought to be and live and engage. And so that listening piece is so important. I'm taking Nora to T-ball practice the other day, and on the way there, I just want to dive into her heart. So I'm just asking questions. I think this is good in any relationship, but especially as you're trying to dig into kids or grandkids' hearts, is I'm asking, Nora, if you could be if any movie could be about your life, what would that movie be? And she says, Eep. I'm like, I don't know what that is. What does that mean? And she goes, it's this cave girl who like runs around and she can like kill lions and she, you know, does all this sort of stuff. And, you know, she's all fired up. I still don't know what the name of the movie. Anybody know?
Yeah.
Croods. Yeah, thank you. Croods. Yeah. So she wants to be that. And so I followed up with another question. I say, Nora, what's currently happening in your life right now that you wish wasn't happening? And what is not happening in your life that you wish was happening? And she said, I wish that my family would come and watch me practice softball. And I was like, ugh. Because y'all know, T-ball is one step short of hell.
Yes.
Just this. Todd, am I right? Kurt, am I right? Oh, man. That's the most profound thing we're going to say all morning. And so I've gone to almost every practice, but for some reason I'm busy during that time, and I'm on the phone, or I'll stay in the car, or I might have another kid with me that I'll take to the park, you know, or whatever. And so she says, I want my parents to, and so I'm like, Nora, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive the car, and I drive the car right up behind the fence backdrop. I'm like, Nora, I'm going to sit right here, and I'm going to see you. And she's like, okay, and she grabs her stuff, and she heads on out, and I get her stuff hung up on the fence, and I'm sitting in here in the car, and I'm writing this message outline. I'm putting it together, and the Lord's like, don't put that number one point down there. Listen, you don't do it. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now? He goes, why would you ask what's going on in your kid's heart? They tell you, and then you don't listen to it. She wants you engaged. She wants to see you watching her. Don't write a message. Go live the message. I'm serious. It was that clear. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I felt it. So I get out of the car. I'm standing there, and she sees me, and she just lights up. All of a sudden, she comes alive like, he is watching. And I'll tell you, the response out of her heart was better than any book I could have read, any phone call I could have taken, anything else I could have done, was watching her miss ground balls for a half hour. It was the best. It was the best because a couple things. It made her heart happy. It got the Holy Spirit off of me a little bit. And it made a deeper connection. And I'll tell you, just listening is so important. And there's a huge difference between hearing and actually listening. It's like, yeah, I heard what you said, but I'm not listening to apply it. So, man, listening to the Holy Spirit, listening to our kids' hearts is big time. Let's move on to this next one, the letter I. What's big for a mama with the letter I?
I've got two because I came up with two. But we'll start with number one is identity. And first and foremost, again, I got to go back to the Lord and having an identity in the Lord, because that has changed the game for my own life. I was extremely blessed to have parents at a very young age speak identity into me. They were constantly hitting me, telling me who I was. Alyssa, you are joyful. Alyssa, you are a joy. Oh, being your mom, being your dad is the greatest thing, you know, ever. And you are so smart. I was not the brightest child, but I thought I was. just constantly speaking, Alyssa, you are a daughter of a king, of God. Mm. Hold your head up. You know, when you engage people, know that you have the power of Jesus. And there were definitely times my identity got smashed. And, you know, eighth grade is cruel. You know, there are cruel kids in eighth grade. And I was the new kid. And, you know, they were trying to speak some other identity over me, that I, you know, that I had something wrong with me, that I had, you know, they would just make fun of me. And my identity was starting to kind of crumble a little bit. And my dad and my mom were, they got their, oh, nuh-uh, that is not happening on my watch. And my parents, I loved it because they saw that. They started seeing a shyness come over me and a whatever. And my dad said, I'm going to drive you to school. We're going to pray the whole way. And he spoke identity to me the whole way there and said, and Jesus is going to be walking in the halls. And you guys, that day completely changed my eighth grade career. I walked with confidence in the halls knowing Jesus was with me. And so that identity piece just can change a life.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we are very, very intentional on speaking identity over our kids. But I think we as parents need to have a strong identity. And if you don't have that, if you haven't been given that, I would just say find, you know, we love speaking identity over people. So if you need a good identity session, we'll go grab coffee and Brock and I'll just speak identity over you. But, you know, there are several people in this church, spiritual mothers and fathers, that would love to meet with you and just speak identity into you. And if you're not sure who you are, what you're designed to do, you know, we would love to sit down with you.
That's a good word. And I'll just jump in on that too. I just want us as a church family to be the number one encouragers in people's lives. That if I would just take on that identity, that if you come in contact with me, I'm going to bring life to you. I'm just going to be a positive voice in your life that's going to speak the character, the nature, the attributes of God all over you. And that you do have enough. And that you are more than a conqueror. And that everything that you need is in Christ. And he's more than enough. He is my portion, right? That we would speak life over to one another. When Jesus shows up in John 10:10, he says, I come and I bring life. And in the same way, when we come, we want to come and we want to bring life. So we as a church, let's identify with that. We are life bringers. We are life speakers. Anytime we come into contact, let me tell you something. I've got a good report. I've got a good news. I just walked out of the presence, and let me tell you what God's up to today, all right? Here's what's happening. Here's the good stuff that we want to report back to you. So definitely we want to do that with our families.
Yeah, so one of our main verses, again, that we teach our kids is encourage each other and build each other up. We want our home to be the most life-giving place for our kids because, as we all know, schools can be full of death. A workplace can be full of death. Friendships can be full of death. Words can bring death. And so in our home, we are going to bring life and just speak life over each other. So the other I is intentionality. I will say I'm the first to blow through a day. I can be very task-oriented. I'm type A personality, love to get stuff done. I love my list. I love to just blow and go and see results quick. And you guys, if you are that kind of person, it is very easily to have your relationships, especially, I don't know why, the closest ones at the top of your priority list, your husband, your kids, your best friends, all of a sudden, those relationships seem like inconveniences. And I'm embarrassed to say that there's been many times where my kids, I treat them as inconveniences. Guys, no, I cannot sit down and play dolls with you, Nora. I have got laundry. Do you know what it takes to be a mom? I literally tell her, let me just tell you, this is what moms do. I'm like, she's never going to want to be a mom. And I try to help my kids understand the load that I carry. And again, with that listening piece, I'll hear the Holy Spirit come in and say, Alyssa, it goes so fast. And I hear everybody else say it, you know, you've got this much time. And it would make her day if you sit down and just do dolls, because someday they're not going to be there. And so I do. I sit down and play dolls. And sometimes I do miss it and I move on. But anyway, that intentionality. So, you know, things like bedtime routine for us, no, it's not 5 minutes. It easily could be 5 minutes. Yeah. For us, it's like at least an hour. We think bedtime is awesome. So instead of like winding them down, I don't know, he has a habit of winding them up.
We will amp it up.
I mean, every kid has to be thrown on the bed at least 10 times.
Yeah.
We've got snuggles. We've got books. We've got, I mean, I don't
Bible, read, Bible pray, bath, bed.
Tickle the back. Yeah. And so, I mean, we love being intentional with the time that we have with our kids. And that's just a fun, creative way to have a blast with them. So fun, one time, I think you guys might have known the story, but Brock launches Nora in the air, and just as she's flying through the air, Judah jumps on the bed, and Nora's chin just smacks him on the top of the head. Busts her chin clean open. We had Nurse Missy come over and look at it, and we're like, do you think we need to go to the ER? And it's like, and she's like, yeah, you might want to go. I was like, oh, okay. So it's already late. You know, it's bedtime, and it's on a school night, and I'm thinking, and Ronnie wants to go. And I'm like, no, again, the practical one, you know, no. You've got school the next day. You need to sleep. You're going to be tired. And Brock looks over at me and goes, gives me that nudge. And he's like, what would you say?
I don't know, but it was awesome what I said. It should be quoted, I'm sure.
Okay.
Something like, you know, what's more important?
What's the better story? That's what he always says. What's the better story?
And what's more important, them going to school the next day a little tired, or the story and the memory of
creating memories?
We were in the hospital together in the whole
We day. Are very intentional about creating memories. So we're like, we don't live for sleep. We live for making memories. Come on, Ronnie, let's go. So, and you guys, it was the best. It was the best. We went into that hospital, and Ronnie stood by Nora's side, which gave them a really cool memory. She sat in the chair with her, was making her smile and laugh, distracting her from how scary it was.
Holding hands.
Yeah. And I mean, it was a wonderful memory. But without that intentionality piece, your one day will go by, and you realize, I didn't really hang out with my kids. Then another day goes by, and then a week, and then a month, and then Judah's graduating, and it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to miss it. Yeah. So anything else you want to say?
Yeah, so the scripture for that one is James 4:14, and this is one of my life that just, scriptures, it just keeps me focused on what matters. And it's who are you to talk about tomorrow when all you've been given is today? Life is a vapor, it's here, and then it's gone. And so if we know that to be true, we need to get after it, right? We know that this vapor of a moment is happening. And Alyssa, as I'm looking through you, I'm looking even past you, and I see Nurse Nancy over there. And I think of the Davises, they just party all the time, and kind of want to be a Davis, you know, on especially James Dean weekend. But anyway, they always have a fun time. But I think things like, you know, what's more important? Is it, you know, that all the dishes are put away, or that Nora's heart is coming alive into her, who she wants to be? And when I see you nodding, that's like, those got to be those principles, right? What truly matters? And not that we live in a mess. We need to have order, but we also need to prioritize the things that truly do matter. Let's move on to this V. And the U.S. Army has this term, and Alyssa kind of uses this to help mother. So what's the V word?
VUCA.
VUCA.
How many people know what VUCA is?
Anybody? Any army out there? No? Okay. Talk to us about VUCA.
Oh.
Okay.
Must be a new thing. Okay.
Yeah. You had other four-letter words that we're not going to talk about, but here's VUCA.
All right. We'll just talk about VUCA today, okay? So that stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity.
Ambiguity.
So it's basically where you're assessing a situation. There is a major awareness of what is going on. What's the culture? What's the relationships? What's happening in our relationships? You know, the schedule. It's just being uber aware of the home environment, the environment of your kids' hearts. Again, I say schedule because that means something to me. I once overloaded my schedule, and I became very aware of the need to slow down and aware of what it was doing to my relationships and my family, and that it wasn't bringing out my best self as a wife or a mother, a leader, you know, anything like that. So just being super aware of what is going on in my kids' hearts, assessing, which I think is just something that a really sharp person, when I think of a really sharp person, mm-hmm. I think of somebody that is super aware. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of fools out there that just are foolish. They're not aware. They come in with their mouth flapping, and they have no idea that they're bringing, you know, the environment down. Or, you know, you always say never enter a room with your mouth open. You know, assess the room first. What is the mood of the room? Because you could totally miss it. You know, but what if something somber is going on, and you come in as the life of the party? What's up? I'm here. And everybody's like, You look like a fool. So I think just really, when I learn from really sharp people, I have noticed this is something that they have, just a keen awareness.
Yep. So when we see the life of Jesus, he's in these constant assessment modes of just like knowing the heart, really. And I think that is a great awareness. Like we see Jesus with a woman at the well, and he just knows maybe the uncertainty that she's walking through, the volatility of her life. She's got 5 different husbands, the man that she's with now, you know, what's going on. And then he's able to really just speak some life and some truth and some conviction. And so in the same way, we might know, you know, whatever's going on, you know, with my kids or with a spouse or any relationship. I know that we're talking, you know, as far as parenting, and you guys are like, hey guys, my kids are grown and gone. Ain't too much that you can teach me. Cool. Then just laugh at our stories, at us stumbling through it. That's fine. But I think that there's also other areas that we can apply some principles to relationships, and it's to just be aware of what people are going through and what's the uncertainties maybe that they're walking through. I mean, COVID, huge one that all of us are walking through. We don't know all the things. There's some complexities here with this. And so just being aware, and then as the U.S. Army would, okay, I've taken all the information, and then I got to make decisions that's going to set us up for success, right, in the same way that we want as we would lead our kids. And so we come here to the last one, letter E.
It's a good one. All right, so I also have 2 E's for us today. And number 1 is enjoy. And number 2 is endure. So there are sometimes, as we all know, all of us in life, there are moments of massive enjoyment. Enjoyment as moms that we can pull from our kids. Enjoyment that we can have in a marriage. Enjoyment in life. It just seems like everything's flowing and enjoying the moments. And then there are seasons where it feels like we're enduring. And that could be for many different reasons, you know. Stuff happens. Life happens. Hard things happen. And you've got to be able to pull on the joy of the Lord as my strength. And to get through those times where you don't understand, why is this happening? And you just have to trust that the Lord is faithful and good and just. And I have just so learned, and I've been this way my whole life, and I don't know, I guess it's just either a gift or I had, again, just great parents, but I just trust like a child. I can be very gullible, that comes with that, so any of you that tease me, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm so gullible. and then there's just a childlike trust. I trusted my parents. They were my heroes. They still are, if you're watching. And just this childlike faith that I just trust him and it's going to be good. And I don't have to understand everything. I know that you're going to provide. I know that you're going to take care of me. I know that you see the whole story and you know the start and you know the ending. And I've given you my life, and so I'm safe in your hands. You know, it's just this like kind of childlike faith that I have always had, and it has gotten me through times where I don't understand, where you want to say, why, God? Like, why? I don't understand, and then I just remember, oh, I don't have to. I just trust him. He knows the story. He knows the end. I'm mid-story, as you say a lot, and he's got a purpose and a plan, and his ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, so why would I question him if he is way over my head, and he knows everything, yeah. You know, and so anyway, and that I just find so I can enjoy my life. I don't have to walk around stressed out and worried about everything, and, you know, so Ron Norris splits her chin open, I'm like, this is going to be a great adventure. so then when things happen, I actually can find some enjoyment out of it. Does that make sense?
Trust breeds joy. Mm-hmm. It just does. And a lack of trust just brings anxiety and kind of some turbulence to the heart. And so when there's peace in the heart, you can just really respond with joy. And this is coming from Proverbs 31:25. And this is the goal for every woman right here, is that whatever we go through, right, and also for men, that we can look at the days to come and laugh. And we can laugh like kings and queens, right? We're clothed in strength, clothed in honor and dignity. And whatever is coming, no matter the hardship, staring the winds in the face, because we know that Jesus is in the boat with us, we can have joy in our spirits. And whatever our kids are walking through, whatever our spouses, whatever's going on, maybe you've had a child that's passed, maybe it's tough in marriage, I don't know what it is, but you can be anchored in joy in the midst of the storm. Is like, there's a crazy little meta going on there as far as the mind game, to be locked into something way higher. We want to have these lives, right? This is how we would want to live, is to listen, to be intentional, to have our identity rooted and grounded in Christ, to have that VUCA awareness of what's going on around us, and to enjoy with laughter. And sometimes we even just have to endure, and just that God would give us the endurance to hang in the race, to stand strong. And when we've done everything we can to do to stand, therefore, right, to endure to the end and to shine the whole way through. And I want to have our home so enjoyable that when our kids leave the house at 18 years old, hanging around, it's been great, see ya, that when they exit the house, they're like, wow, that was a blast, man. My parents were locked in on my heart. They cared, they groomed, they formed, they fashioned me, they molded me, they created something, and it was a ride. What a blast that was. And I know there's a lot of mamas out there that's doing it. There's a lot of you, and we just honor the hustle and the hard work. Man, we are so thankful for so many moms that are in our church family, in our community, that's just doing it well, right, and doing it right. Final thoughts here?
No, I mean, this is just such an honor to be a mom. You know, what a privilege to just be chosen by God to carry the babies in our wombs and be able to go through the experience of birthing them, of feeding them, you know, with our bodies. Like, how amazing is that? And then, you know, I love it, because Judah has really latched onto that thought of latch, not known. Pun there.
He latched on. Yeah. I got you.
I said one. That and I'm like, somebody out there is thinking it. I'll just say it.
Yeah.
He latched on. Okay. Sorry. So, you know, like he says that to me all the time. He's like, Mom, you are just, there's nobody closer than me and you, because I was actually inside of you. I'm like, that's right. Mm. What a special bond. So anyway, I guess just to end, you know, I just want to say it is an honor, and thank you, Lord, that He chose us moms to go on this journey with our kids, and I see it as a privilege and a joy.
So. That's so cool. Yeah. We want to pray for the mamas here and just do a special, special prayer. And Alyssa, if you would, let's pray for moms, and perhaps for some that have maybe even had some hardships in mothering. We want to pray for those things too, so they would enjoy and endure.
Okay. Well, will y'all stand? I'll pray blessing. Oh, I just pray, Lord, for each woman, each mother, spiritual mother, grandmother in this room, Lord, that you would make your face to shine upon them, that you would be gracious to them, that you would give us peace and joy, that we would be able to mother and grandmother with joy, that we'd be able to endure until the end, that we would listen to your Holy Spirit, that we would listen to our kids' hearts. Father, I pray that we would be the most life-giving people on the planet. Oh, God, that anybody in our presence would feel a boost, an energy, a joy hit their spirits and hearts. I pray that you would clothe us with righteousness and strength honor, that we would be women not of stress and worry and fear, but that we would laugh at the days to come, that we would laugh at whatever the enemy would try to throw at us. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, bless these women of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.